Matt Greenwood back on KJEV Sports Talk, and as promised, we are talking to Dan Gronborg. He is the head coach of the Hillsboro High School archery team, who back on February 23rd participated in the Show Me Games out in Columbia, the archery bullseye competition, and took first place. So that's pretty cool, and anytime someone finishes first, well, that catches my attention, and I want to talk about it. So, Coach Gronborg, thanks for being with us today. And before we get into the results from February 23rd, tell us a little bit about yourself and getting into archery, of all things.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, man. I've been coaching here at Hillsboro for about 20 years and got into coaching archery about 8 years ago. Saw a little bit about the National Archery in the Schools program in the Missouri Conservationist magazine. And that caught my attention because I'm an outdoors enthusiast and decided I wanted to start the program here at the school. And so contacted the conservation department, figured out what I needed to do to start the program. And we started a program here at the junior high school first and was able to have a very successful program for, several years. And then we recently, within the last 3 years, got a program started with the high school. And that's been fantastic because now the kids have somewhere to go after they shoot for the junior high. And I push them pretty hard at the junior high level. They succeed and they shoot really well. And so now they have somewhere to go into the high school, and they continue that success and continue having fun with the archery program there.
Yeah, that's very cool. And, I didn't really ever think about archery, and because I'm actually originally from Texas, and honestly, I don't even know if we had, like, archery teams down there. So it's never something I've really thought about, but I thought that it's kind of a pretty cool thing. And maybe, I don't know how much television you watch, but I'm a big TV goer, and there's a show called Arrow. It's about Green Arrow and, that comic book sort of thing. And it's really cool what he's able to do with a bow and arrow. And I just thought, when I saw this, I'm like, I wonder if it's kind of like that, draw back and
sure.
Well, I mean, it's not, obviously they're not, you're not asking these high school kids to go out and be vigilantes or anything like that, but
sure.
But it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to see happening, and I just wanted to bring some attention to it when I saw that Hillsboro High School finished first place. Is it a pretty awesome feeling? Is it pretty cool to have a bow and arrow and shoot it, sort of thing?
Well, I think it's a great program, and I think you're right. Some of those programs, on TV really did excite people and kids about archery. It was around about the Hunger Games era that I started. Yeah, it was
that'd
about
be a
that
good
time
yep.
that NASP kind of came along. And like you said, we don't want to teach the kids to go out there and do those types of things with a bow, but it excited the kids. What's awesome about archery that's different from other sports is that I think it really improves the level of focus more than any other sport that I've ever seen, just because every single arrow counts, just like any competitive shooting sport. That, and I have kids shooting on my team who are, what you would consider, athletic in several other different areas. They're involved in other sports, and they kind of fit archery into their schedule, whether it be track and right now in volleyball. Of course, right now we're contending with the track. Basketball players, football players, wrestlers, a lot of those kids try to do archery and succeed with it as well. But now I also have a big group of kids that are band, players and other kids that aren't involved in any other activities that excel in archery. So the neat thing about it is that anybody can do it, and with the right training, of course, practice makes perfect, they can be successful with it if they're going to give it, enough attention. So I think it's neat in that it includes such a wide, diverse group of people.
Yeah, that is very cool, and like I said, I love the show Arrow, and Hunger Games was a lot of fun to watch too, and that was maybe a better reference point to the whole archery thing.
Well, I tell you what, it's really neat to be at an archery competition that has a lot of targets, and you see all those kids standing on the shooting line, and a person who wasn't very familiar with the whole concept might think initially that it's dangerous, but with everybody following the same rules and the same whistle commands, you get to watch all those arrows being fired all at the same time. And you were talking about hundreds of targets if you were to attend the state tournament in Branson this month. And it's awesome. It sounds like machine gun fire with those arrows, slapping the targets. So it really does get your heart rate up. And, of course, that makes it tough for the kids, too, because their nerves get up when they hear that as well.
Yeah, that's I'm smiling from ear to ear. That sounds like an awesome feeling and an awesome sound and just an awesome experience, really, truly. It's just a unique. It's so unique, you know, a bow and arrow and firing that, in my opinion. And maybe one day I'll get a chance to try it, but I'm very uncoordinated and don't focus very well. But kind of explain to us the competition itself, the archery bullseye competition. It seems cut and dry. There's a line, you stand behind it, you fire, you hit the bullseye, you get points. Is it as cut and dry as it seems?
Well, I think so, and it needs to be pretty cut and dry. It should be able to have, you know, people doing all the same thing, competing the same manner. You know, your archery target is going to have 10 rings, 10 scoreable rings. You shoot from both 10 and 15 meters. You're going to shoot 5 arrows at a time, and you get 3 rounds that are called ends from each of those distances, then including a practice end. So you step up to the line, you get your whistle command, and you shoot your first round or end of 5 arrows for practice from 10 meters. And then you're going to get 3 scored ends from 10 meters, which is going to amount to 15 arrows. And then you move back to 15 meters, and you do the same thing, a practice end and then 3 scored. So after you're done shooting, you're hopefully shooting somewhere close to 300 points because that's the maximum amount of points available. I do have some high school kids that are right up there in the 290s. We haven't had a kid shoot a perfect 300 yet. It has been done in the state of Missouri. I had a kid shoot 299 earlier this season, which was really exciting. But we're hoping to break that 300 mark and have a kid shoot a perfect round of shooting sometime before the end of the season this year.
Yeah, that would certainly be really cool for them and a great accomplishment, of course. Can you give us, are you allowed to provide us some names of the kids that did well for you and just sort of how you went about obtaining that first place finish for you guys?
You bet. Yeah, I tell you, at the high school level, competition is pretty steep because those kids have typically had, you know, several years of archery experience. So shooting at the high school level, you really need your scores to be in the 280s to 290s if you're going to compete within the top three at any big tournament. So most of my team that are on the top, well, my team consists of 24 kids, but only 12 of those scores are actually going to count towards your team score in competition. And my top 12 kids are usually in the 280s and 290s. I've got several kids that are right up there consistently shooting really high. I've got Madison Brueggemann, usually in the 280s, Carly Herget, Mackenzie Churchill, Noah Tucker, Abigail Woods, Sophia Halupka, who's the daughter also of my assistant coach, Stephen Halupka, who's a parent volunteer, does a great job for me. Madison Genge, usually a high 280s, 290s shooter, Holly Boyer, Peyton Gronborg, who's my daughter, Donald Halupka, again, the son of my assistant coach, and Will Perboom, who is our top archer, ranked number one on our team right now. So I've got a lot of really good, solid kids. And now, of course, you know, I talk about those top 12 kids, but as I tell the kids all the time, it takes a whole team in archery to do well, because sometimes kids will have a good day, sometimes they'll have a bad day, but you've got to have that other, you know, kid behind you, that depth on your team of kids that are shooting well, to be able to step up and take that, you know, position when somebody's not having a good day. So it's exciting to see. It's exciting to watch who steps up from day to day. But, yeah, we have a lot of really strong shooters shooting 280s and 290s on this team.
All right. Well, that's very neat. Coach Gronborg, like I said, I saw archery first place Hillsborough High School. I thought, cool, awesome. Let's talk to whoever I can. I reached out to the athletic director, Eddie Marino, yesterday. He gave me your number, this and that. We got in touch and we're doing this thing. And I just wanted, you know, to bring to light the archery team at Hillsborough High School and finishing first place, like you said, at the Show Me State Games on February 23rd. But while I have you, just anything you want to say about, you know, maybe promoting the archery team or just, you know, encouraging kids to get involved in it, I just want you to have that opportunity to do so.
You bet. Yeah, we could definitely use more archery programs in the state. It's become really popular out in Jefferson City. It's starting to get more and more popular here in the St. Louis area. It seems like south of St. Louis, there are several schools that are involved, but we could always use a lot more. So For those people who are listening and have a child in the school system that you think would be really interested in archery, that might be something they could be successful with and enjoy, the first step would be to, you know, contact your school administrators and let them know that you're interested and you'd like to see them start an archery program. And then the next step for them would be to contact the Missouri Department of Conservation, because it is run through the MDC. And then the MDC has educational specialists that can communicate with the administrators and discuss how to go about starting a program. And once they jump through all those hoops, you can get a program going in an after-school club or call it a team, and hopefully get into competitions quick. I think, you know, if we get a lot more teams involved, and we already have a lot of teams involved in the state, but the more the better. And I think the more kids can get involved in this program, the better focus you're going to have in school and in classes. You're going to have kids wanting to come to school. I think it's been proven that archery really does make a huge difference in getting those kids to school. And I think it'd be better for everybody in the state and in the nation. And as far as Hillsborough archery is concerned, we are really looking forward to the state tournament here at the end of March. And we were state champions last year at the high school level. My junior high team, they came in third place last year, so we're excited to see what we can do this year. We're shooting better right now than what we ever have been. So fingers crossed, stay tuned. Hopefully we've got another first place to share.
All right, very well. And you said that's in Branson, correct?
That is correct.
And what are the dates for that?
That's March 22nd and 23rd.
Okay, very cool. Well, Coach Gronborg, it was a pleasure getting to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your archery team's first place finish at the Show Me Games on February 23rd.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, that is all we have for KJF Sports Talk. Don't forget, Hillsborough St. Mary's boys basketball Class 4 sectional action tonight on KJF beginning at 5:45.